Will the last coalition soldier to leave Iraq please remind us why we're not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
We plan from next spring to reduce force numbers in southern Iraq to a figure of 2,500.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announcing another British troop withdrawal. Brown's government is now looking to tackle things like raising the British death tax, building more childcare centers, and ending childhood poverty by 2010. He appears to think that even crazy liberal ideas like those are easier to justify than spreading democracy in Iraq. And you may be wondering, how can the British get away with this? The British say it's because the Iraqi army is finally able to take over in the south. Our side says it's because the fighting still going on in the British sector is the type of fighting that can be solved politically. However, there are hints that the real reason the British are leaving is, and I hope your airbags are switched on, that the real reason is because the voters want them to. You see, something strange is going on in Britain. In Britain, voters still have power. In Britain, leaders actually listen to dissenters. Here in the U.S., we know better. We know that our dissenters know nothing about military strategy and that we could win if they just shut up, which is why our Iraq debates lately have primarily involved a stage full of candidates, all of whom are powerless. In fact, there's another such debate today, in case you missed the last 20. This time, it's the Republicans starring Fred Thompson. At least it'll be entertaining. Okay, well, at least there won't be any cleavage. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.